Thank you for calling
American General Private Security Corporation.
If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For the operator, press 0 or stay on the line. Thank you for calling
American General Private Security.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Mickey Jaboski.
Hey, good morning. Is George available?
This is George.
Hey, George. This is Russell from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Hi, this is who again?
Russell from Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff. Okay. What can I do for you?
Hey, I know you're pretty busy, so I just need 30 seconds here. We specialize in equipment financing and working capital, and just want to see what you have coming up here that could use some extra funding.
Okay, I was actually reading about this a couple of days ago. What do you have? What do you have in mind?
So like I said earlier, we do specialize in equipment financing and working capital, so it kind of depends on what you're thinking about. Are you thinking about bringing on new equipment or just trying to free up some cash through capital?
No, we have capital and try to get some equipment, a vehicle for our security cars.
Okay, are you looking for just one vehicle?
Two.
Two? Okay, and you're going to go new or used for those?
Okay, I usually go for new, but I've been thinking about used because I don't have that cash and I don't like to finance it more than 1 year if I do that, which we're doing this right now in three cars. So
got
I was thinking about used to cut costs, but if we can get some good capital, we can go with new.
Yeah, so exactly, that's the thing. Typically with our equipment financing, we do have it set up on terms typically from 2 to 5 years. And if you are shooting for something that's a little bit more short term, working capital might actually end up working a little better for you.
What does working capital mean? Cash? They give us cash?
Yeah, so working capital is it's essentially a quick access to cash to, you know, basically use as you see fit to expand your business. You know, they're unsecured cash loans, and we're able to, you know, free up 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So depending on how much you make a year, you know, we base it off of that top line revenue and can free up usually about 10 to 15% of that.
10 to 15% of the gross?
Yeah, so what were your annual sales last year?
2.6 million.
Okay, wow. That's good to hear. Let's see here. Give me just a moment. Yeah, so I mean, realistically, we would be able to open up quite a bit for you. That's, I mean, looking like it could be well into over 350,000 if that's what you're looking for. But obviously, with the beauty of it is, you know, we can work backwards from there. We can set you up on the longest terms with the highest amount, and then from there we can always just work backwards and, you know, you can take as little or as much of that as you want, and then also we can always change up those terms to shorter time periods.
Okay, so let's say 200 with 5 years.
Yeah, I think we could do something like that.
What's the interest rate on that and how does this work?
What's up?
What is the interest rate will be and how this will work?
So the thing is those rates will differ. I'm not going to be able to get you a definitive rate until we can go through the application process,
because yes.
That way we can send it over to credit, and they're going to be able to tell you exactly what you're going to be looking at. And the process is actually really quick, too. It's just a one-page app, and then, you know, we do need 6 months of bank statements as well as your most recent tax return, but that's all we needed. The one-page app is actually very quick and easy to fill out.
Okay, so roughly how much is the interest?
Once again, I can't really give a rate because it all depends on a few different factors. You know, like I said earlier, credit will be a small portion of it, but sales is the biggest thing there. So depending on that annual revenue, that's what's going to decide what those rates actually look like.
Okay. Let me give you my email. Send me information about your bank and what you guys do.
Okay.
And the application as well. It's G. Nasser.
Okay.
At agpscorp.com.
agps.com?
agpscorp, C-O-R-P.
Okay.
.com.
Okay, well great. I'll shoot you over a quick email right now that's going to contain that working capital application. Do you want both the equipment finance and working capital or just capital?
Just capital.
Okay, well I'll shoot you over that email right now.
My gross actually is $2,048,000.
Okay, got it. Honestly, from hearing that, you're going to be doing just fine.
Yeah, $2,048,263.
Okay, cool. So I'll shoot you over that email. As soon as you have that filled out, you can send it back over my direction. You can either fax that or email, whatever's easier for you. And the other thing, too, is a very quick process. So how soon are you looking to get it?
And is this basically it's business loan, right?
Essentially, yes.
Okay, so it does have nothing to... Can you hold on 1 second, please?
Yeah.
Sorry for that. Is this, like I said, is this a business loan, like no personal guarantee or anything like that, just business guarantee?
Well, so we do require a personal guarantee, but it doesn't go on your personal credit. It goes on the businesses, so it doesn't affect your, you know, your debt-to-income ratio or anything like that. It does go directly on the business.
Okay, so so basically you will still require the owner. I'm not the owner. I'm the CEO for the company. You'll be requiring the owner information, correct?
Yes.
Okay, which is Lauren. Okay, I'll talk to her about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest with you, I don't think she'll be interested in that because she did this before and basically every time she always looked for 100% business. Like when we buy our car, she doesn't put her name or anybody's name, just 100% business. Tax ID and everything, and that's how we've been doing in the last 5 years.
Okay. Well, here, how about this? How about I get, I'm still relatively new doing this. If I pass the phone along to a senior member here who has, a little bit more information and can give you exactly the answers that, I may not be able to give you, would you mind talking to him real quick?
Just to have him, because I have to go and put this other person on hold.
Okay.
As well. So I have to pick another line, and just have him email me these questions, because that will determine everything.
Yeah.
For her, for approval. She can say yes, go ahead, proceed. So if that's okay, just go ahead and send me the information, and we'll go from there, and the interest rate and everything.
So you're saying kind of one of the deal breakers is going to be the personal guarantee?
Yeah, there's no, she will not, because she can go to the dealer and just sign up for the loan for the cars, and, that's it, because we did this, last year we got 3 cars, this year we got 2 cars, and we're looking at 2 more cars, but, of course, we also look in some liquid, so we can do the cars, no problem.
Got it.
And the liquid we're not looking for much, so if you guys want to carry everything, it's fine with us, no stress for us.
Okay, well, you can tell her, the same thing that I had said earlier about the fact that it does get put onto the business's credit, not anyone's personal credit. So that, I think, is one of the things that she might be worried about. But I'll send over that email right now with that application, and then you can pass it along her direction, and we can just move from there.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, sounds good. Good talking to you, George.
Bye-bye. Bye.